Newsworthy clips. Update your vocabulary with news clips from around the world. Some cars will read texts and emails or take dictation. Automakers are racing to make driving less distracting for those who want to text, email, and check social media behind the wheel. Integrating certain apps into a vehicle limits eyes off the road and will remove the temptation to hold, look at, and manipulate the phone, says Tom Beloga, retired engineering VP at BMW. Research by the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers found that 90% of drivers with smartphones keep them in their hand, lap, cup holder, or on the passenger seat. So, clearly, having access is really important to them, says Alliance spokesman Wade Newton. Nearly three-quarters of respondents also said the government shouldn't ban the use of hands-free, voice-activated phone systems. If the government did ban these systems, almost half of those with smartphones said they'd use their phone or GPS device instead. Voice operation can allow them to do it in a way that's safer than it would be to have them behind the wheel fumbling around with something they bought at an electronics store, Newton says. Beloga agrees. Lack of cup holders doesn't separate drivers from their coffee. Expecting all drivers to endure smartphone withdrawal is unrealistic. The safety benefits or detriments of these technologies are still largely unknown, says David Strayer, a University of Utah psychology professor. Clay Skelton, inventor of a system that won't allow a car to be started unless cell phones are in a docking station, cites a study by Virginia Tech Transportation Institute researchers that concluded the riskiest behaviors with cell phones are texting, typing, reading, dialing, and reaching for a phone. Technology such as voice-to-text takes away the dangerous visual and manual distractions, Skelton says. Customers at coffee shops prefer taste over convenience or price. Have you become a coffee connoisseur? Someone who prefers taste over convenience? If taste matters to you when you head out for a morning or afternoon pick-me-up, you are in the majority of Americans who will go out of their way to buy a cup of Joe. According to a recent Harris Interactive survey, taste plays a very important role when deciding where to buy coffee or tea, as 78% of the 2,496 respondents agreed. Taste ranked more than 20 percentage points higher than any other factor, including price. What's more is that the Harris Poll data revealed that 3 in 5 coffee or tea customers say they visit most often their favorite coffee shop, even if there's another shop available that's more convenient. Here are more findings about our Java habits. Customers prefer a national chain almost 2-to-1 over a local shop. Some customers say it depends on the taste, the price of their regular beverage, and the location of the coffee shop. The friendliness of the staff, the variety of the menu, the familiarity of the chain and atmosphere remain somewhat important to coffee lovers. Coffee shops may start feeling the pinch from popular take-home brands who offer specialized coffee and convenience. Single-serve home brewing machines have been steadily gaining in popularity with American adults, buying a machine in an effort to cut down on the number of coffee runs. About one-third of respondents say they have a single-cup brewing system at home, work, or both. Among adults with a single-serve home brewing machine, 70% said they chose to use it instead of buying a drink at a coffee shop. The top one-shot coffee machine brand, according to Harris Interactive, is Keurig, as Mr. Coffee, Bosch, DeLonghi, Cuisinart, and Krups round out the field. Social gifting boom spawns dozens of companies. Buying a birthday present for a friend? Forget the wrapping paper and bow. This is the age of social gifting, and all you need is a Facebook account and mobile application. The latest buzz in e-commerce is a new category of business that lets people give gifts on social networks or through texting or email. Dozens of social gifting companies have cropped up since 2011, promising to make giving gifts easier for consumers and drive more sales for retailers. And it's not just a startup fad. Facebook and Amazon each launched gifting features last year. It's been a land rush in the gift-giving space, said John Poisson, founder of online gift-giving service Wantful. This is a massive business opportunity. But some say the fad will be short-lived. The reason people like giving and receiving gifts, critics say, is the excitement of unwrapping something and the personal connection of a meaningful exchange. Gifting hasn't proven itself in any meaningful way, said Sukarita Milpuru, a retail analyst with Forrester Research. I don't think that anyone is giving this in lieu of real gifts in person. Leora Avaton said social gifting companies are more aligned with consumers' shopping habits. I'm doing everything online already, she said. Avaton, 27, uses Wrap, a Sweden-based app. She relies on Wrap's automated birthday notifications to remind her when to buy for her friends and family. Wrap hit 1 million users 14 months after launching, faster growth than Pinterest or Twitter. Not everyone is a fan. Critics say social gifting companies have reduced gift-giving to another form of advertising, stripping the sentiment from it. Greg Spector, chief marketing officer for Wrap, said the app was never meant to replace the intimacy of gift-giving with someone special. I wouldn't use this to give my wife an anniversary gift, he said. That's just not what this is for. Vocabulary focus. Manipulate. Fumble. Detriment. Connoisseur. Pick-me-up. Java. Retailer. Fad. In lieu of. Align yourself with something. Automated.